Have you noticed anything different about the food you're eating in 2015 compared with the food you ate last year? Well, if you haven't, you might soon. Joining us to talk about the food trends for the coming year are two foodies, J.M. Hirsch, food editor for the Associated Press. He's with us from New Hampshire Public Radio in Concord. J.M., welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
And we're also joined by our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who is with us today from KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
And JM, let's go right to it. What's a food trend for 2015?
All right. Well, you know, one of the ones that we've been seeing forever now is the vegetables. You know, vegetables are the new steak, the new bacon. You know, we've all gotten kind of sick and tired of hearing about kale and Brussels sprouts. Well, it's going to continue. You're still going to hear about them. But now you're going to hear about small ones. Seriously.
Meaning what? What are small ones?
Meaning the mini bell peppers, the baby Brussels sprouts, the kaleettes. That's right. You're going to hear more kale.
Très mignon. Kathy, what about you? Is that what you're seeing too?
No, I'm seeing big, big, big. My first one is about fat and whole fat. You know, I've been seeing a lot of news about butter, butter on toast, butter in coffee, butter on top of eggs, butter on top of sauces. And it turns out that there was a new report recently that tells us that saturated fat, we've heard for years, causes heart disease. Well, now they're saying not so much. So now they're telling us, great, we've been eating olive oil, the Mediterranean diet. Apparently, we can start eating butter again. And I just am imagining Julia Child up there looking down with a huge smile on her face.
Well, and I've got a friend who says that his only use for bread is as a receptacle to load butter into his mouth. So he'll probably be happy.
He should read this medical report. He will be thrilled.
Well, it's interesting that that's the direction we're going in, because we really have been moving in a health food direction. JM, do you agree with that fat's back?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, where you see it quite dramatically is in the yogurt aisle. And you're seeing all of these whole fat yogurts coming onto the market. And they're exceedingly popular. You know, I think people are realizing that we've moved beyond the Snackwells era and we can actually enjoy whole ingredients. And I think that's kind of what it goes back to, is that people are realizing that it's no one nutrient that's the bad guy, and that if we focus on whole foods, being, you know, whole grains and whole fat dairy and produce, we're actually eating a much healthier diet than worrying about what to eliminate this day.
Okay, so another trend, JM, what else you got?
Well, on that same vein, there, you know, whole grains, and we're not talking about brown rice anymore. We're talking about, you know, hemp and chia and spelt and farro and frika, which I just love the name of that one.
What is that? What is frika?
Frika is a roasted green wheat. And so it's still a wheat product, but it's roasted and it's kind of a young one, and it comes from the Middle East. And you're seeing all these kind of unusual, I like to call them crazy, frankly, grains popping up. And they're, you know, they start on, of course, restaurant menus, and now they're trickling down into the grocery stores so that we can start experimenting. I think there is a bit of a learning curve there, though, because I think a lot of people are intimidated by spelt and farro, and, you know, what do you do with them? And the reality is you use them like you would any other grain, such as brown rice or barley, and use them in soups. You can use them in stir fries, and they're delicious. And, you know, it's a great way to add some variety.
And when you say whole foods there, you're talking with whole foods in the lowercase, not
in the lowercase. That's
whole
right.
Foods the store. Kathy, your thoughts on that?
I would agree. I mean, I last year talked about this. The thing I love about these whole grains, other than the health aspect, is the texture. I love the texture of frika and farro, and it's got a real nice bite to it. But can we go back to yogurt?
Yes. We're always okay. Happy to go back to yogurt.
I want to talk about gut health and digestion, okay?
Well, that
sounds off-putting. But one of the big trends that I've seen, and I noticed the Food Network called this one out, is that, okay, kombucha, you know this beverage, it's an ancient Chinese drink. They call it the immortal health elixir. It's been around for like 2,000 years. Out here in California, you see people chugging this stuff like it's water. It's made from a sweetened tea that's been fermented by a symbiotic colony of bacteria. And it's a big thing. But so are pickles and sauerkraut and everything that has probiotics, including yogurt. I was recently at a restaurant at dinner, and they served me a celery root soup with beet pickle juice and pickled beets on top of it. So fermented food in two different forms. And might I add, it wasn't that good. But yogurt. Murray's Cheese Store in New York City has tomato yogurt and kimchi yogurt. Yogurt's gone savory. Chobani, the huge yogurt company, they have a cafe in Soho with toppings like chickpeas and za'atar and hummus. Blue Hill Restaurant outside New York City is making butternut squash, carrot, and beet yogurt. Mm. And I've tried them, and it reminded me of what I served my daughters when they were infants.
Well, let me ask you, now you bring up a restaurant, and JM, you were saying that we see the trends in the restaurants first. What are we seeing in restaurants this year?
Well, you're seeing restaurants that aren't going to be there for very long. We've had pop-up restaurants for a long time, but bigger name chefs are starting to glom onto them and use these pop-ups and being, a temporary restaurant that they kind of set up, for a one or two or three night stint in a temporary space, and then it's gone. And they like it because they can test out concepts, they can test out menus, test out staff, and do it without the financial risk and frankly, the social risk of having a failure. And so I went to one in October in New York by Scott Conant, and it was phenomenal. And it was a one-night-only thing. I think there were three seatings, once and done. But he was testing out a concept for a restaurant that he's hoping to open this year. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that because it's just such a low risk factor. They get a lot of buzz, gets a little bit of excitement going, and then it's done.
Kathy, what about you? Are you seeing anything different in restaurants this year?
I would agree with that. I guess the ultimate pop-up restaurant are food trucks, which seem to be growing like crazy all over the country. I try not to spend too much time in restaurants just because they're expensive and often disappointing.
And you're such a good cook, so we don't need to.
Well, I was going to tell you that the biggest food trend of the year, you ready?
Yeah.
People are eating at home more. They're buying fresh food. They're eating fruits and vegetables. But you know what? It would be a lie. But a girl can dream. I wish that was the trend of the year. I want people to start eating at home more.
So how do you figure out what the trends are going to be? This is my question. How do you know what's going to be big in 2015? Nobody wants to answer that one.
Give away the trade secret? What are you kidding? No, for me, it's reading and eating as much as possible, to be honest. I read all of the magazines. I don't actually watch any food TV because I feel like it's kind of all the same. But I read as many magazines as I can. I read online and I eat and I talk to people as much as I can. And that's how I spend my job, spend the year traveling and eating and seeing what's out there.
Kathy,
I love to explore grocery stores.
How do you figure it out?
I talk to everybody. In everything from grocery stores to farmers market, I look. I see what people are buying. I see what's new. We're just food geniuses. We just know these things.
Two food geniuses, Kathy Gunn, here now, resident chef, and J.M. Hirsch, food editor for the Associated Press. Thanks so much to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.